Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Let's do the local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance. Just going back to last week, you were at State Girls Basketball.
I was.
And falling a little bit short.
A little bit, McDonald. Yeah. McDonald fell to Cuba City in the state semifinals, Division Four. A great game all throughout. Big late basket for Cuba City was the difference. Cuba City went on to fall to Laconia, who repeated as Division Four state champions. Earlier on in that same day, Baldwin Woodville fell to Madison Edgewood, the eventual state champion Madison Edgewood in the D3 semifinals. So yeah, and then you kind of move over into boys basketball. The state tournament's obviously going on right now. Last night, Mineral Point, obviously not a team from this area, but still a heck of a comeback. They were down 7 in the final minute and came back to beat La Crosse Aquinas. So. That was an entertaining cap to the first day after Marathon fell to Kenosha St. Joe's in the other D4 semi. Charlotte Prescott, they made it to the Division III tourney, BGET, last weekend at Memorial, and they fell in their D3 semifinals. So full slate of games going on today. D5 ones will get going, not too long after we're off the air here. So D3, right. Or D5, D2, and D1 semis today, and then all the state championship games tomorrow.
Do you wish Thursday they would do the morning ones and expand the D1 back? Like, what is a while ago?
I think so. I've come around on that. Like, I would like to see 8 D1 teams back down there. I mean, that's the way, and for those of you who don't know, back, that's how it used to be, especially when there were 3 divisions. They would have 8 in Division 1, 4 and 4. And you can, because you have that open session.
Right.
So you could. I mean, and I think that's something I've really come around to wanting to do,
Right.
And that's.
So I know that's our good friend Bob is really kind of, And I remember going down, and it was early Thursday morning. You'd get up and there's games right away.
Well, yeah, there were games right away. And if I remember correctly, I think when I was in high school and Thorpe Girls Basketball made state, like, those games are always the Thursday morning. Because that's how the schedule was.
Right.
So I think you could do that because you have open availability. Or, I mean, there's some talk about if you have 6 D1 sections and you have the top 2 get a bye, and then you're just adding the 2 games. You could do that. I mean, there's certainly ways you can do it, but I think I've really come around to that idea of, I think I would like to see that.
That kind of wraps up the winter sports season then. These games today and tomorrow.
Correct. And then we roll right into spring, and we've got track teams underway. They started practice last week. You've already got some meets going on this week. You've got softball teams underway with practice this week. Baseball starts next week. I think pitchers and catchers for baseball, or at the very least pitchers,
report.
As you would say for the majors, they report. But pitchers are already kind of able to start their throwing programs this week. But baseball starts next week, and then not that long after, you've got boys tennis, you got boys golf. You've got all this getting underway. So, I mean,
knock on wood, hopefully able to get outside and, actually take advantage of it, too.
Right.
Off to a fast start.
Right. Every spring, every season, but I put together the schedule, and usually those first 3 or 4 weeks worth of scheduled events, I always end up having to adjust on my schedule, and, hopefully, like I said, knock on wood, we won't have to do that this year.
Exactly.
At least not significantly.
Softball-wise, just to kind of do a little preview, sounds like Chi High is going to be a force to reckon with over there.
Aren't they always?
Yeah.
But Chi High won the Big Rivers last year, came within an eyelash of advancing to the sectional finals. They bring back a good group of players, and they're going to have some freshmen that are pretty influential. They do a really good job of that. For being a D1 program, they always have younger players that are ready to kind of step up when that time comes. So, they're going to be a prime contender there in the Big Rivers. I think the Western Clover Belt's going to be really fun at the top. Fall Creek, the defending conference champion. They bring back a good crew there for Coach Brad Saransky. McDonald brings back essentially its whole team from a state qualifier last year. I think Thorpe's going to be up there in the mix as well. They're another team that returns pretty much their entire team. Bloomer's always solid. They can always hit. That's a team you've got. I think Stanley Boyd is a team that's going to be kind of ascending here in the next few years. They've got a veteran pitcher in Abby Reynolds. Cadott's got a new coaching staff there. But they've got some talented players back there. So I think the Western Clover Belt's going to be really good. Dunn St. Croix, Elk Mound's always up there. It doesn't matter the sport. Elk Mound is just going to be good. And And I think they're going to be one to keep an eye on when it comes to that Division III competition.
Mm-hmm. Baseball-wise, I know that's big. A lot of teams that returning guys?
Yeah, I think you're going to – I mean, in like the big rivers, you're always looking at – you know, we talk about it all the time about like programs. You know, I mean, obviously
like North.
You know, North and Memorial are always solid. Chippewa Falls is going to bring back some really good pitching with Easton Bob, who's a St. Thomas commit. Jacob LeQuay, their top two starters from last year are back this year, so that'll be kind of, you know, leading their staff there. Hudson's always good. River Falls, like, you know, that's, you know, and in the Western Clover Belt, there's going to be kind of maybe a little bit of turnover this year because, you know, Regis had such a good team these last few years, and they've graduated some players, and they're going to be good again. I mean, you know, Andy Neese does a great job with that program, always having kind of that next, you know, those next kids up.
Right.
You know, Osseo Fairchild is always, you know, solid for baseball. Fall Creek is back with a baseball program this year. They didn't have one, you know, last year, so they'll be back with the group this year. McDonald brings back, you know, a fair amount of kids from that group that, you know, they won four games in the regular season, but they made a, you know, a great run to the Division IV state semis. So they've got some kids back with a new coach this year. So Bloomer is going to have, you know, some kids from, you know, the past that are still hanging around. They're always solid for Coach AJ Gearman. So, you know, I think you're going to, you know, and that's always kind of the case. And you look at the Heart of North teams like Cumberland and stuff like that. But, you know, this area is always, you know, solid for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, baseball and softball, that doesn't change. That's just one of, you know, I think just it just seems like the Chippewa Valley in general, like, gravitate towards that, like,
right,
you know, the youth programs are always there. Like you go to any of these youth tournaments and you see so many teams from the area. Like it's just a sport, be it baseball or softball, that this area just gets,
right,
for lack of a better word.
Mentioned you know, Regis and such. I saw this the other day. The Express, Cole Sovick's gonna pitch for the Express this year.
Yeah.
So
former Rambler, now pitching at Texas. So that's a fun way to kind of start the, you know, the unveiling process, so to speak, of, you know, who's going to be playing for them this summer. That's always fun when, you know, the Express are able to grab some, you know, some local kids to come back, because it's always, you know, as a fan, you always like to be able to kind of see them when they're at that next level.
Yep, exactly. Because you never know where they could. Dalton Varsho is an
example
of that, right?
Exactly.
So, collegiate wise, a couple things. I know, speaking of baseball and softball, Blue Golds are both those teams are in Florida, will be in Florida. I think baseball is leaving today. We got the national championships for wrestling, and Blue Golds got quite the group representing in lacrosse.
Yeah, that's a good contingent.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think it's six wrestlers.
Yeah,
that are gonna be over
and
there.
And the cool thing too is with having that big of a group, you don't have to go very far.
Right.
So if you want to go support them, you just make the quick trip down to lacrosse. Like. Yep. That's really cool. I know lacrosse is, you know, knowing some people down there, that's, you know, they're excited to be able to host that. So that's a big deal. That's going to be really cool.
Definitely. And then hockey, the Final Four for women's Division III is actually in River Falls, and River Falls is still undefeated. So
shout out to the Falcons.
Yep. They play today or play tonight, and then if they win, they play this weekend for the championship.
The alma mater of several of my friends, but including listener Richie.
Mm-hmm. So still got some stuff going on there, too, at the collegiate level. So.
We do.
Yeah. But, all right, wrap it up. Carpet City Flooring Center, local spotlight.
I'm going to go a little bit off the grid with this, but there is a local connection. UW-Green Bay women's basketball. Tuesday, they clinched NCAA tournament berth. They beat Cleveland State.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be on to the tournament. They're going to know who they play Sunday night. Local connection on that team, Chippewa Falls graduate Kaylin Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
Guard on that team. Actually, I talked with her yesterday kind of about, you know, her journey, because she's, you know, she's overcome a lot of injuries and stuff to really – you know, be a player off the bench for them as the Phoenix prepare for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going to go into the tournament with a lot of momentum. I mean, that's a, you know, a team under Kevin Borseth that's won a ton of games over the years. I mean, the program is I think it's their 18th trip to the NCAA tournament. Like, Green Bay women's basketball is really good. Like,
they'd be top 25.
Yeah, they're the best women's team in the state.
Yep.
Like, and, you know, maybe not, people don't always understand that. Mm-hmm. Or just don't know it, I guess. But, you know, that's a team that, you know, they're going to be, I think last I'd seen from the from ESPN's bracketology, they're like an 11 seed.
Okay.
But they're a team, I think, you know, whoever gets them in the tourney, they're going to be a little nervous, because that's, I mean, early on in the year, they beat Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Washington State when they were a top 25 team. So, you know, going to be keeping a close eye on that bracket reveal for the women, just to see where Green Bay ends up, because, you know, they're a team that's, you know, they're not going into the tournament just happy to be there. They have goals of they you know, they want to win some games while they're there, and they certainly have the ability to do it.
Absolutely. All right, that's your local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center.